More than 3,700 people have now signed a petition to get Lake Memphremagog designated as a lake in crisis. Now, that's a unique label by the state of Vermont to bring extra attention and potential funding and resources to a lake deemed severely impaired. But the environmental nonprofit known as the MWA, or the Memphremagog Watershed Association, has been involved with projects to improve the lake for more than a decade now, and they think the crisis designation is not the way to go. So why do the stewards of the lake oppose a label that many think could be helpful? It's a complex topic that touches on water quality, ecosystem health, public perception of the lake, and more. So here to discuss the lake status with us is Mary Pat Goulding, a representative and former president of the MWA. Mary, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Before we get into this petition and the lake in crisis designation, tell us what kind of challenges Lake Memphremagog faces today.
Memphremagog faces the challenge of many lakes, particularly similarly to Lake Champlain, with a high phosphorus loading. We have a TMDL, just like Champlain, which is a total maximum daily load of phosphorus coming into the lake. We also have an invasive species problem, among other things. We have the only lake that has a starry stonewort, which is a invasive species, which can be very productive and cause much problems. Others have pointed out that there is some lesions on some of the fish in South Bay. That's something that should be investigated and is being investigated by both by the state of Vermont and federal government. And just getting people to understand how to protect the lake is one of our important projects.
All of those sound like pretty serious challenges. And I mentioned that petition at the beginning, signed by some 3,700 people to get the lake designated as a lake in crisis. But the MWA put out a lengthy statement basically saying they don't think that's the right move. Why not?
Well, when we first heard about the lake in crisis, it was brought to our attention by some of our members and others outside of our group, and we did some investigation, took a look at the law, and as the law reads, there are three criteria, and we do not believe that MWA meets all three criteria. The funding that we think we need to continue some of our bigger projects is not necessarily available through that criteria. And in addition, one of the criteria is that a municipality must consider portions of the lake or where the lake is located that is devalued a real property due to the condition of the lake. We didn't feel that the municipality was in a position to say that at this point in time, nor do we see that that devaluation is happening as people are purchasing homes.
So you don't see any negative effect on property values right now, as I understand it?
Not right now that we are aware of. You also mentioned, you know, the designation of making something in crisis. That's not necessarily what we want. We want people to feel that they can help to improve the lake. And if something is in crisis, it sounds a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, I think I see what you're getting at here, because it sounds like you're saying if you have the lake designated as being in crisis, it could in fact bring about the very situation you're hoping to avoid, which is a devaluation of things like property values for people that may want to buy near the lake.
Correct. You know, we want to encourage people to use our lake, and by encouraging them to use our lake, they will see, oh, yeah, I could help in this way or I could help in that way. I mean, no one denies that there are certain issues with the lake, but it's still very, very usable. You know, Carmi is the lake, Carmi or Carmi, that was in crisis, and this legislation was very specific to Lake Carmi. You know, they have enormously serious problems over there, and we're not even close.
Well, what I'd like to do is now play a short clip from the organization that's collecting signatures for that petition I spoke about. It's a citizens group called DUMP, which stands for Don't Undermine Memphremagog's Purity. And here's Peggy Stevens and what she had to say about it.
We feel that concerns for potential risk to public health and the risk to the environment and natural resources are sufficient reasons to grant the designation. Waiting until the situation is so severe that property values are devaluating around the lake, I'm just saying risk to public health, risk to the environment are sufficient reasons for this designation to happen.
So I'd love for you to respond to that, Mary. I mean, does Peggy have a point there that if you wait too long, considering the property value situation, it may be too late for the lake?
Well, first of all, the decision to designate a lake in crisis is up to Secretary Moore.
Mm. Julie Moore, the Natural Resources Secretary, yeah.
Correct. And as I read the law, all three criteria need to be met, presumably, for that legislation to be put in place. In terms of doing things to improve the lake or investigating certain problems, plans could be put in place to look at specific issues such as PFAS, the bullhead, or aquatic invasive species, and that might be, in our mind, a better, more productive way to do things.
It's interesting because you clearly have a similar goal. I mean, you both want the lake to be healthy. You're both stewards of the lake. I mean, is there anything that you can do or would like to see their organization do with you and the MWA to get on the same page so that everybody can work together instead of being at loggerheads over whether or not to designate the lake as being in crisis?
Absolutely. We have extended an invitation to DUMP that we meet and discuss some of our overlapping concerns and identify our roles. I mean, this is a large lake, and there's room for all of us to be working toward the same goal. You know, they've chosen lake in crisis designation as one way to go. We have chosen another, but we may be able to work together. We don't want to be competing against each other.
Sure.
We want to make progress.
Mary Pat Goulding is a representative and former president of the nonprofit Mem4Magog Watershed Association. Thank you so much for taking the time and help us shed some light on this subject. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for including us.